Spanning the globe to bring joy to one and all.
All right, boys, prepare to be dazzled.
Righting the wrongs.
That's what I'm talking about.
Your daily dose of positive nuggets.
Ah, oh, so happy I can't even feel my arms.
A show for the faint of heart.
It's crazy. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Spreading sprinkles of knowledge as far as the eye can see.
You is talking loco, and I like it.
Jay Daniels.
Well, there's nothing like experimenting.
Kevin James.
My life is good. Really good.
It's that I just don't care.
And anyone else who wants to work for free. It's Spokane's official morning show. Jay and Kevin.
Well, hello. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Boys and girls, kids and adults of all ages and sizes, hello and hi there. It is out of the Righteous Reverend Jay Daniels broadcasting a live from beautiful downtown Spokane, Washington. 99201 live from Studio C, second floor, Digital World Broadcast Center of the KXOY building. It is a Tuesday. It's October the 1st, guys, 10-1-24. Welcome. Hello.
Hello, hello.
Hi, Kevin. You might want to sing it note for note. How's it going? You there?
Oh, great.
Okay, good. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, things are great.
Yeah.
That went well, didn't it?
Well, I mean, you looked like you were a little tangled over there.
Well, it's tangled
like
for
the
sure.
Movie, yeah.
Somehow my headphones are wrapped around the chair completely.
Mm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't know if that was a Monty trick or what that was. But
I think that's just, you know, natural. Cord's too long, laying on the floor, chair got rolled over it. I don't think there was
it
any.
Seems like it's in a weird spot, though.
Huh.
I don't know.
Maybe you're in a weird
spot. We'll untangle it eventually.
Yeah. Welcome back.
Yeah, but, welcome back.
Yeah, yeah, boy.
Yeah,
it is
boy,
a pleasure.
Howdy. Yeah.
It's a pleasure to be here.
It seems like
it was way harder than I thought it was going to be this morning. I'm not going to lie to you. My struggles were a little more real today than I anticipated.
Yeah.
But we are here. It'll get better as the day goes on.
Sure, yeah, right. Well, yeah, you get settled in, you know, everything will be fine. You start remembering where stuff is. How to put your headphones on.
That's going to be a problem because I still only have one hand.
Oh, leave them on then.
And, I'm just leaving them on all day.
Yeah, leave them on.
100%. That's what I do at home. I just leave them on, don't really move.
The beauty of it, when you do it here, then you don't have to talk to anybody. So, like, when the songs are playing or the commercials are on, if I go, hey, man, and you just be like, can't hear you.
Yeah, you know I'll take one ear off for you, Jay.
Hey, thanks, man. I appreciate that.
So I will
that.
Give you one ear of conversation all day.
All right. That's great. Oop. Was that on purpose or accident?
That's on purpose. Okay. Why is there a bell over here?
Well, again, Monty has been in your spot, and there's been a spare bell in this studio for 4 years. And then he felt like he had the right and or need to take it and move it over there so that he could be in control of the bell. We all know that there's only one person in control of the bell.
That's you.
Yeah, here, why don't you give me that?
Yeah, gladly, Jay. Yeah, I don't want the responsibility.
Yeah, you know what? And guess what?
Well, because I'll screw around with it.
Now, right.
Yeah, I will screw around with it. I know I will. That's why I didn't know that there was an extra one for 4 years.
Exactly. This man knows. He knows, doggone it.
You know my limits.
Thank you, Kevin. yesterday, when the Verizon thing happened,
whatever it was. It was a lot of companies, right?
You know, they said that, and then today they just said Verizon, so I don't...
Oh, now Verizon's trying to claim it.
I don't know what happened there.
I don't
know
if you want to do that, guys.
I mean, everybody was like, oh, yeah, AT&T and all this, and I'm like, I don't know. And it was very sporadic because, you know, Steve has...
Absolutely,
he has multiple phones because of, depending on, you know, it's like, oh, work phone, home phone.
Who he wants to be.
Chick phone, you know, so he's got all these phones. And one of them is a Verizon phone, and he had no problems. And I had SOS, which caused many problems around here yesterday. And so then I hear the story this morning, and I was already in that mood where I was like, you know, there was some things that I was dealing with that I was like, this is dumb. They're all first world problems, not a big deal.
Oh, yeah, first world stuff, sure.
Yeah, yeah. So then I hear this guy on the news go, well, Verizon had 100,000 people were with blah, blah, no cell phone service, many of them in big cities, including like New York and Chicago. I'm like, who cares?
Right, well.
But they're better than we are?
Yes.
Oh, man. I threw stuff at the TV. I took my pocket knife out. I stuck it in the wall.
Is that just to say, listen, it was... I mean, it's everywhere. It's not just small town USA. It's in the middle of the biggest cities in the world.
You could just say across the country, they had to highlight the big cities where it's more important.
Gosh, imagine trying to do New York without a phone.
You know, the funny thing is, I did talk to my daughter because about 2 o'clock yesterday, I'm driving home, and I'm like, this stupid thing, phone's not working. And all of a sudden, I'm looking at the screen, and I see it pop up with 5G.
Oh, geez.
I was like, oh, did it just start working? And then I had missed some calls, apparently, go figure. And
how are you talking to your daughter?
Well, that's just what happened. As soon as it went to 5G, I realized that all of the calls that I had missed populated.
Oh.
And all the texts. And gotcha. My phone just went.
I bet it did.
And then I realized she had called. So I called her back and she goes, we were they're in Switzerland.
Okay.
She goes, I was just glad that we had kind of been here a day. So we knew our way around a little bit because they didn't have any GPS.
Oh, yeah. So, that would have been rough.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So she goes, I don't know. We were just kind of feeling our way through it. Like, this looks right. I think I remember turning here.
Oh, yeah. That would be very difficult.
But she doesn't live in New York, so it's fine.
Doesn't even matter.
No.
Hey, my friends.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Saying that we were faking like we were country.
We were pretending to be a cowboy, yeah.
Yeah.
Kevin James.
Here's the deal. I got a little cowboy in me, but I don't want to wear a cowboy hat.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
Hey, Kevin.
Maybe.
I'm
getting closer.
Oh, jeez.
Why'd you take it off?
Yeah, well, I had to get the cord unstuck. It literally got wrapped up into the wheel of the chair. So
sure did.
I had to get that unstuck, and so he had to have them off for a minute. But they're on now, baby.
I started yelling at you, Steve, for no reason.
Sure.
But just because. Then I'm trying to lower the chair because my chair, I don't know if Monty likes it so that he's setting 7 feet in the air or what, but I was trying to lower my chair, which should be pretty easy if you have two arms.
Yeah.
I have one functioning arm right now, and of course, it's on that side.
Ah.
So I'm like, well, how can I push down on this? And no, could not figure out how to get it done without getting on the chair the wrong way and then pulling the little lever and having it go down some. It could still go down a little bit more.
You have no idea how tall it was. I already lowered it once.
Well, Jay, it got put back up to that height.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it did. Because I touched the button.
Oh.
Trying to push it down.
Was it all the way up?
Oh, yeah.
Because that's how it was. Yeah, yeah. I don't know why.
It was literally all the way up.
I mean, I had to jump to get to it. It's weird how high these chairs actually go.
Yeah, why do you need them that high?
I don't know. I mean, it's like, for me, it's almost like to my chest, so it's about 6 feet off the ground.
It's silly how tall they are, but I was like, okay, now I'm almost in the chair.
Yeah,
almost set up.
Yeah.
Got the headphones on. They're untangled. I think we're on our way to perhaps being able to do a show.
I would say just stay here tonight, and that way just like sleep with your headphones on.
I might.
Yeah.
I might.
Make it easier tomorrow morning.
Hello, my name is Producer Steve.
Hi, Steve. I am your biggest fan.
Thank you so much.
Steve is my middle name. My first name is
Producer.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Producer Steve.
Who loves orange soda?
Steve loves orange soda.
Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes, it's true. Ooh.
All ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
Please welcome to the show the one and only Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Hey-o.
Hey.
What's up, Steve?
Oh, boy. It's good to have you back, Mr. Kevin James. It's good to...
Thank you, Steve. I would like to say it's good to be back, but I haven't felt that yet. I mean, I'm happy to be here, and I'm happy to see your faces, but as far as the being here part, I haven't felt the, like, ah, yes, this is what I was missing. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it'll feel that way eventually.
I hope so. Yeah.
Well, he brought you a present.
Steve did?
Yeah.
Did you see?
What did he bring me?
It's on the other side of the fan. Can you reach it?
Oh, the jerky. Where did that come from?
That's Steve. Steve bought a present. He said, he came in to me and said, hey, take your pick which jerky you want. And I'm like, what is this for? And he said, it's a welcome back. And what was the other one? Sorry, I'm a pain in the butt or something?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So he said one of each.
So we both got two bags?
No, we both got one bag. It's just,
yeah. But they're different flavors.
They're different flavors.
I thought we both got the welcome back and sorry, I'm a pain in the butt.
I'm like, well.
Nah, I can't have both. Can't have two things.
You're right.
No, Steve, you're the best.
Yeah.
And
very generous.
He got me some water this morning. He didn't even, the second he saw me this morning, he goes, could I get you some water? And I go, you know what, Steve? That would be very nice, actually. I'm going to go get set up in the studio.
You look like you needed something.
Yeah, so. You look parched. Yeah.
Yeah. The problem is you get used to being at home and you realize how, even though like, okay, so I was in the hospital for a week, right?
Sure.
And when I left the hospital and went home, the first thing I said was, oh boy, there's a lot more moving around at home than there was at the hospital.
Right. And then it's multiplied even more here.
You start working, you know, whatever. I realized this morning as the 20 minutes of trying to put on my shoes, which is complicated by, you know, gout in one arm
and
my feet being swollen from leg issues. Uh-huh. And so I was like, dude, these shoes are not going on my feet. It was just frustrating. I kept loosening them more and more and trying to slide them on and. Eventually, we got them on there, but that's when I realized, I haven't worn shoes since September 6th.
Wow.
That's got to be a weird feeling to put them on then, yeah?
Yeah, I feel gross.
It's fair.
Get some Crocs, Kevin.
Jay, you know what?
Or Skechers slip-ins.
I looked today.
I've seen about a million commercials for those lately.
What are they?
Skechers slip-ins.
I haven't seen those.
So, yeah, I can't even remember who's advertising. It's
Skechers.
Somebody famous. Yeah, no, I know that part. It might be Tony Romo. Is it Tony Romo?
Oh,
that
man.
Might be right.
Romo says to do it.
Right.
I might want to do it.
Because the whole thing is you don't have to. The whole concept is you don't have to bend down. You just whoop whoop and you're in.
Do they stay on your feet?
Yeah, because I can't say firsthand knowledge there, but
right.
But yeah, they're supposed.
Crocs stay on your feet though, right? People brag about that.
Well, yeah. I mean, who was it that was telling us that story the other day when I wore my Crocs to work, Steve? Something about, so-and-so, a friend of mine, tripped over her Crocs and broke her arm or something. I was like, what?
Oh, I don't think I heard that story.
Oh, wow. Congrats. You missed that.
Like moving, running or something and they fell off?
Something. Like doing something that was not Croc, you know, approved.
Yes.
Sure.
Croc-approved.
Croc-approved activity.
I mean, I think there's a list somewhere.
Yeah. My brother used to work at a Croc kiosk.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you get a discount?
He did, I think. Yeah.
Nice.
So I got hooked up with a pair.
Did you now?
Oh, yeah. They're nice. I wear them occasionally.
You know anybody who works for Skechers?
That I can't say I do.
Because I wouldn't mind. Yeah.
I'll work on it. I'll find someone.
Yeah. Find out. Yeah. So anyway, Kevin, hands-free shoeing, if you will. Hands-free shoeing.
You know, the thing today is
Burke is one of the spokespeople.
Who?
Brooke Burke.
Oh, I like her, too.
You like her, yeah.
I'm built like she is.
More like Tony Romo for you.
Yeah. They, you know, with swollen feet, I'm sure they don't fit very well.
Sure, either, that's why I went with Crocs,
it'd probably be a little bit better, yeah.
Yeah.
Crocs. Yeah, I instantly looked on Walmart this morning.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Like, what can I get shipped to me?
Can I get knocked off? Knock off Crocs here by noon.
The Big 99.9 Coyote
Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I love the Brady Bunch, man.
That is insane.
Kevin James.
I mean, when did it run, Kevin? Till 74, did you say?
Until 1974. So.
And Steve, you were born in what year?
Don't worry about it.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All right, it is Audio Vault time here on the first day of October. That feel weird?
Yeah, it does a little bit.
Okay.
I was looking at the clock and saw it right there.
Oh, because it says 10-1. Yeah.
And I thought, yeah, boy, it's here.
Yeah, boy, howdy. A lot of people are really excited about October. Because they love Halloween, they get excited about October. Because now it's official that they can actually have the stuff and do the stuff. And
oh, yeah.
You know, there's no reason anymore to not. That's the whole point. Now you're justified.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. You're justified at this point. It's October. You could have had it out anyway, but now you're
your whole month.
You're in,
right,
baby.
Now.
Can you believe it's October already?
October 1st. I can't believe it.
I can't believe it's October already.
Well, it's hard to believe, but October.
How many times do you think you'll hear that today?
Moving into October already, if you can believe it.
Can you believe it's already October?
I can. It's October. Already.
I don't believe it.
Hard to believe that October is already.
Didn't we have one that said, I can't believe it's September?
Oh, yeah. Every month, I think we have one. And it makes sense because you can't believe it.
I can't believe it. It's already October.
Yeah.
It's weird. It comes right after September.
I can't believe it's not butter.
Although Steve at one point didn't realize November followed October. I think he went right to December or something at one point.
Say no. What?
Or did you miss October? Which one did you miss when we were talking about that?
I believe it was October.
I think you missed October, yeah, because you were like, oh, the CMA is only a month away, and it was like, whoa, wait,
well,
what?
Yeah, you don't want to miss November. That's got Thanksgiving.
It's got some fun stuff in it, yeah.
CMA Awards, yeah,
absolutely.
Another one.
Yeah. Well, you know, sometimes you're a big deal. You're a very important person. Kevin, your kids used to think it was cool you're on the radio. Now they just think it's a job, and they don't really care.
Yeah, I don't know if they ever thought it was super cool, but yeah, I'll take any win I can get.
You know, George Clooney, he played Batman one time. Super impressive, except if you're his son.
My son dressed up as Batman not long ago, and he said, I'm Batman. I told him I was Batman. He goes, not really, Pop. And I was like, you have no idea how accurate you are.
Not really.
Not really.
Yeah, you know what? Now that you guys mentioned it, you're probably right. I wasn't really a very good one. So, yeah, you're right, son. Unimpressed that you played Batman. American Idol is starting up, but it's weird that American Idol, maybe it's not weird, maybe it's
Wait,
weird.
When's it starting?
Not till like February.
Oh, okay.
But it's starting up. In other words, now they got to do all the auditions and find all
sense.
The contestants.
Yeah.
So I was thinking about that yesterday when we played a clip from Luke Bryan, and I looked at his, because we were talking about the lady who was doing the signing, you know, at his concert,
oh,
and
yeah.
how she was getting
yep.
into it. And so mm-hmm. I looked at his tour schedule. I was like, why is Luke Bryan pretty much done with concerts? And then I realized, oh, he's got his TV gig.
We obviously are excited to have Carrie Underwood with us.
That's so cool.
And
she's
will,
the new judge.
Yeah, she will have to develop tolerance for Lionel and I.
Yeah.
And Ryan. You know, sometimes we forget Ryan's outside the door. Getting cried on and sneezed on and loved on, but we're excited for another season of Idol. And yes, so we start this week, and the auditions are like, they're real work days.
Yeah,
they're real work days, as opposed to most of his days.
Yeah, I'd like to know how long those are.
I know they seem long, don't they?
It does.
I mean, it's gotta
be.
Well,
you realize it when you see how many people go through, and then you know, they edit it all together, but then you're like, oh, wait, that's the same outfit they were wearing.
Absolutely,
so
yeah.
That's the same day.
And the other part about that is, like, so when we do the CMA broadcast and we have the artists come in and it's not hard work. We get that. It's not like we're, you know, actually working, but we're working, if you know what I mean. It's mentally a little draining because you're trying to figure out things to do, questions to ask, ways to be nice, and eventually
ways to be nice.
Well, I mean, it gets long, you know, and oh my goodness, it's a long day. So we can kind of sort of maybe a little bit relate to that, but you know, it's not a real job.
No, but it's not a real job. It's not like real hard work,
no.
But it is definitely something that it'll take it out of you.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. And it is also weird when you think that. So if you're shooting Idol, and the same was with what The Voice was too, you know, where you go, okay, we're going to do, let's say they do a month worth, and then they take a long time off until they go to the lives, and then it's back. You know, it's just a weird schedule.
Yeah, it is kind of weird.
Yeah, but you know what? I'll look forward to it. Right now I'm watching The Voice. There was another great episode last night. And I'm telling you, Kevin, if you have not watched, have you watched any of it?
Little bit. I caught a little bit of it the other night.
See, you didn't watch last night?
No, I did not.
Okay, I'm telling you, the Snoop love is real. Like, you will even be
the
more.
The people loving Snoop?
He's
the
just.
Contestants?
Everybody.
Or,
all the judges.
Yeah. Even the episode I saw, that was very evident.
Yeah, he just seems like just such a likable person. He's a great vibe. And just the ultimate respect he pays toward artists and, you know, Reba sitting right next to him. I mean, you can just see it. Sometimes you can tell it might be a little bit of a put on, but sometimes you just know it's real, and it's definitely real with those people.
Yeah.
Plus Michael Bublé is hilarious.
I told you he was going to be good.
Man, and he is funny.
I've seen him on other stuff and thought he was very funny.
And the fact that Snoop calls him Mike, is Mike. The, is the greatest ever.
Of course he does.
He calls him Mike. He's like, well, I pushed my button right away because of the way your voice sound. I don't know how why Mike pushed his. And just the fact that he calls him Mike is the greatest. And Buble doesn't care. So it's kind of fun. Great dynamic. Good news, John Daly is done shooting his portion of Happy Gilmore 2.
I've already filmed already. We're getting it done. Coming out on Netflix, maybe in March, April of next year.
There it is. March of next year, there you go. According to Daly, March of next year on Netflix, you'll have Happy Gilmore 2.
That's soon, really.
I'm not bad. It's not terrible.
Yeah, it's not that long of a wait.
No, not at all.
2026.
No, 2025.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It feels better than fall of 2026.
And did you see the prank that they pulled on Gronk? He's on the NFL on Fox. So they got this whole thing where they decided they were going to prank Gronk, and they pretended to come back live from a break. And the whole concept was that there's a tight end that's coming back from the injured reserve list for the Dallas Cowboys. Okay. And, of course, Gronk is a tight end. They're like, yeah. Well, this tight end's coming back. Now, everybody on the stage is in on it except for Gronk. Now, they made up a tight end. The person doesn't exist. And then they ask Gronk to say what kind of impact they think this fictional tight end is going to have on the game.
Well, they just made him up.
They made him up. And, well, that's first of all, funny. The look on his face is like, uh-oh.
I don't know this guy.
Uh-oh.
All right, fellas, 10 seconds back. Stray, who do you want to talk about here?
Dallas game. Let's talk about Russo.
Russo is a made-up person, Kevin.
2-1. All right, we're on the air.
All right, later today, it's America's Game of the Week, and it's one you don't want to miss. The Dallas Cowboys go for their 6th win in a row. And right now, they take on a Buffalo Bills team that, I guess, Jay, there's some breaking news.
I just got off the phone with Mike McCarthy, and you guys know how big of a weapon Rich Russo is for that team, right?
Yeah. Rich Russo is not a person.
No. They just activated him, right?
They just activated him. They didn't know if he's going to be able to play today.
Gronk's face, Kevin. He goes like this. He goes, huh. And you can tell in his mind right now, he's thinking to himself,
never heard of this guy.
This is going to be a bad segment.
They think he's good to go, not only today, but they are going to put him heavily.
They got a graphic with his name on it. A lot of
Rich Russo. That's big because Russo is a complete game changer.
Michael Strahan is all full of beans here.
Someone pressure off the run game. Great blocker, great receiver, red zone threat.
Now you can't focus
on
TV.
Thought it was a stretch, though. They were talking about Tony Gonzalez.
Howie's jumping in.
Gronk.
Where do you list Russo as, like, among the tight ends, playing today at least?
You know, he's been out for a little bit, so he might be a little rusty coming back, but I think they're going to give him the opportunities, that's for sure. But also, they got Ferguson as well. They're going to be a 1-2 combo.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Ferguson has been the guy because Russo's been hurt. You got to admit, with Russo coming back, it just changes their offense.
Yeah, but Ferguson has been showing that he's the guy right now. They're going to still feed Ferguson.
He's the only guy in the league that has two fingers missing on his right hand.
That is so made up story.
Why he's been out, and he's back now.
So is that going to affect him when he's catching a pass?
Yes. I don't know. You tell you're the guy.
I don't know. I still have all five of my fingers.
But you know what?
No, you're the tight end.
You have 10.
But they're all 10 of my fingers. All five on each hand, okay?
And right now they're going to let him off the hook saying that, guess what? This whole thing's made up. All the guys are just dying on the stage.
Really well done.
This is a joke. Rich Russo does not play for the Dallas Cowboys.
I was wondering.
That up for you.
Is that live?
Was that live?
I was sort of like, in my mind, like, I was going to say, right when it was done, I was going to say, guys, I never heard of Russo.
That was a great prank. That was well done.
Yeah,
and of all the guys to prank, you picked the right guy. I mean, it seems like it's pretty easy. Yeah. I was going to say, guys, I've never heard of that. He actually did a decent job.
He did.
I mean, of just covering it and then just, you know, making stuff up, which I think half the time it's what they do. They just like, oh, man, he'll get his chances. Sure. I don't know anything about this guy. I never heard of him before. But, man, he could be a game changer. We'll have to wait and see.
When we were in college at KSFC, the Falls Rock, 91.9.
Dang.
KSFC.
Wow, look at you go.
Yeah, that's where the radio station that we had. And part of the deal was to do sports broadcasting, if anybody was interested. We got to do some of the State B games.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool. And for me, that was really cool because I was like, dude, I love the state bees. This is awesome. But it was so fun doing it with my one buddy who is just one of those really creative, completely full of it guys. And we're doing the games back and forth. And he's like, you know, and this kid there that's out of Washtenaw, he is a two-star athlete. I mean, two-sport athlete. Of course, he is a quarterback for the Tiger Cats as well. And he's getting some looks from the Division III level there at quarterback. And then he was just saying all these amazing things. And I was like, dang, dude, how did you know that? He goes, I don't know any of that. I just made it up. And I was like, okay. He goes, do you think anyone's listening to us? And of course, I was hoping somebody was.
Yeah, now the secret's out, and there's your audio vault for a Tuesday. It's the I can't believe it's October. Guys, it's the 1st of October.
I can't believe it.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
She would eat it with every single dinner. She That's just awesome. Loves broccoli, but we don't do it very often because...
Kevin James.
That's the reason.
That's her dad.
Yeah, like I knew. I picked up on it.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All right, we've got some Luke Combs tickets to give away a little bit later on. Well, we got a bunch of stuff to give away. Just, it's so much. We're going to, in fact, do a little Pick Your Poison coming up at 7, about an hour from now, 7:45. So it's your chance to have a variety of options to win some cool stuff.
Wonderful.
All right, what's your list now?
All right, well, this is a list I came across the other day that is the hottest movie characters of all time. And it was, you know, this is women only on this list.
Okay.
And so it's, you know, maybe it's like I instantly thought, well, if Halle Berry is not on this top 25, I'm not reading it.
Okay.
Because she's been in a lot of movies, and I don't know which character for sure, but then they got the right one. It was her from Swordfish.
Yeah. And that makes sense.
So she's on the list, so then I continued to look at it.
Okay.
So we got down into the top 10, and then number 10, I mean, it just hit me.
Princess Leia. Like,
okay, this is a great list, because number 10 is the movie character Lisa from Weird Science.
Oh, wow.
The girl they created.
Yeah.
Kelly LeBrock.
Uh-huh.
I did just watch that movie a couple months ago. It holds up. Everybody should see it. If you haven't seen it, Steve, you should watch it. You would love it. And it's funny. It is very funny. And she definitely is one of the hottest movie characters.
Sure, yeah.
Tina from The Mask. That would be Cameron Diaz.
Oh, I don't know that.
I don't know that movie well enough.
Nope.
1994, though, they said that she just left the audiences breathless.
I like the fact that they're doing characters as opposed to, you know, just like actresses.
Right, yeah, it's the actual character because they're like, you have to be, it just makes more sense.
Playing the role, yeah.
Gal Gadot is Wonder Woman.
Sure.
Oh, yeah, you got to have that.
Yeah.
Hard to argue with. This one, Linda from Fast Times at Ridgemont High, 1982. All I have to do is just say Phoebe Cates and the red swimsuit,
right.
The red bikini. It's like a scene that if you've seen that movie, everybody knows it.
Sure. Yeah.
And you're just like, yeah, she was stunning. Absolutely. Phoebe Cates. Number 5 goes to Danielle from The Girl Next Door. That is our buddy Max just died and went to heaven. He always talked about her. Elijah Cuthbert. Is that how you say it? Elijah Cuthbert?
I think that's right, actually.
Yeah. And that she really did that movie, and I haven't really seen her in much since then.
Hard to recover from.
Yeah, she was
in the top 5.
Stunning in that movie, for sure. You ever heard of Salma Hayek?
I have.
She was in a movie called From Dusk Till Dawn.
Okay.
Where she played... Santa Sino Pandemonium. I don't know.
Right. She played Santa.
Different.
Top 3. Are we ready? Let's see how we think they did with their top 3. Now, we are going to have to come up with a list of some men because they didn't have a men's list. And I think it's only right and it's only fair that after 7 o'clock that we do that.
Got to go 50-50, yeah.
Yeah. Number 3, Naomi from The Wolf of Wall Street. That is Margot Robbie.
I've never seen that.
Oh, my gosh. First of all, the movie is ridiculous.
Uh-huh. I saw it.
She is ridiculous.
I saw it pop up on a streaming. One of the streaming ones was like, "Oh, watch this," and I was like, "I should still watch that."
You should someday.
Yeah,
it's you know, and it's based on a true story.
Sure.
And yeah, she is. I think blew the fire. Is that what they say? She was fire. In
oh,
that
she was
movie.
Fire. Okay, yeah, sure. I was like,
she
what?
She is fire.
Okay, yeah, she's fire. Yeah,
she blew fire.
Number two.
I didn't know she was a dragon or something.
I bet you we all can picture her as soon as I say Michaela from Transformers. It's Megan Fox.
Yeah,
she bent over. She was fixing that car.
She was a mechanic.
Mm-hmm. She, they say, is the number two hottest movie character of all time. It's hard to argue with that one. Transformers, 2007, by the way. That's 17 Man, years ago.
Old movies.
And they say the number one hottest movie character of all time will go to Black Widow, Scarlett Johansson.
Oh, okay. Not hard, again, hard to argue with.
Right. Yeah. You kind of go, well.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, I mean, no, but she's but yeah. not. Well, she's not. Well, she is hot. Wait. But Black Widow. Yeah, Black Widow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's pretty good.
Okay, yeah, it gets to be number one.
Yeah. All right.
Actually, well, a pretty good list.
Yeah, I like the movie character. I like that designation as opposed to just the actor or actress.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to start getting some guys ready and see if we can get a list that we can do maybe at 7:20 with entertainment news.
Or 7:30.
7:30, that's what I meant. 7:20 is when we give away money.